Divine Healing by Andrew Murray. This is being read by Peter John Parisi, also known as Brian Dean. More free material on prayer and the classics are available at www.intheschoolofprayer.com. We're picking up on Chapter 9 in Divine Healing called The Body for the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13. One of the most learned of the theologians has said that corporate is the end of the ways of God. As we have already seen, this is indeed what God has accomplished in creating man. It is this which makes the inhabitants of heaven wonder and admire when they contemplate the glory of the Son, clothed with a human body. Jesus has taken his place forever upon the throne of God to partake of his glory. It is this which God has willed. It shall be recognized in that day when regenerated humanity, forming the body of Christ, shall be truly and visibly the temple of the Holy God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And when all creation in the new heavens and new earth shall share the glory of the children of God, the material body shall then be wholly sanctified, glorified by the Spirit, and this body, thus spiritualized, shall be the highest glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and of his redeemed. It is in anticipation of this new condition of things that the Lord attaches a great importance to the indwelling and sanctification of our bodies down here by his Spirit. So little is this truth understood by believers that they are hardly occupied with it at all, and less still do they seek for the power of the Holy Spirit in their bodies. Many of them also, believing that this body belongs to them, use it as it pleases them. Now, understanding how much the sanctification of the soul and spirit depends upon the body, they do not grasp all the meaning of the words, quote, the body is for the Lord, unquote, in such a way as to receive them in obedience. Quote, the body is for the Lord, unquote. What does this mean? The apostle has just said, quote, meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them, unquote. Eating and drinking afford the Christian an opportunity of carrying out this truth, quote, the body is for the Lord, unquote. He must indeed learn to eat and drink to the glory of God. By eating, sin and the fall came about. It was also through eating that the devil sought to tempt our Lord. Thus, Jesus himself sanctifies his body in eating only according to the will of his Father, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Many believers fail to watch over their bodies, to observe a holy sobriety through the fear of rendering it unfit for the service of God. Eating and drinking should never impede communion with God. Its end is, on the contrary, to facilitate it in maintaining the body in its normal condition. The apostle speaks also of fornication. This sin, which defiles the body, and which is in direct opposition to the words, quote, the body is for the Lord, unquote. It is not simply in continence outside the married state, but in that state also, which is meant here, all voluptuousness, all want of sobriety, whatsoever kind, is condemned in these words, quote, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, unquote. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. In the same way, all of what goes to maintain the body, to clothe it, strengthen it, rest it in sleep, or afford it enjoyment, should be placed under the control of the Holy Spirit. As under the Old Covenant, the temple was constructed solely for God and for his service, even so our body has been created for the Lord and for him alone. One of the chief benefits, then, of divine healing will be to teach us that our body ought to be set free from the yoke of our own will to become the Lord's property. God does not grant healing to our prayers until he has attained the end for which he had permitted the sickness. He wills that this discipline should bring us into a more intimate communion with him. He would make us understand that we have regarded our body as our own property, while it's belonged to the Lord, and that the Holy Spirit seeks to sanctify all its actions. He leads us to understand that if we yield our body unreservedly to the influence of the Holy Spirit, we shall experience his power in us, and he will heal us by bringing into our body the very life of Jesus. He leads us, in short, to say with full conviction, quote, the body is for the Lord, unquote. There are believers who seek after holiness, but only for the soul and spirit. In their ignorance, they forget that the body and all its systems of nerves, that the hand, the ear, the eyes, the mouth, are called to testify directly to the presence and the grace of God in them. They have not sufficiently taken in these words, quote, your bodies are the members of Christ, unquote. Quote, if by the Spirit ye make to die the deeds of the body, ye shall live, unquote. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, Romans chapter 8, verse 13, RV margin. Quote, the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved entire, without blame, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, unquote. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Oh, what a renewing takes place in us when by his own touch the Lord heals our body, when he takes possession of them, and when by his Spirit he becomes life and health to them. It is with an indescribable consciousness of holiness, of fear, and of joy that the believer can then offer his body a living sacrifice to receive healing and to have for his motto these words, quote, the body is for the Lord, unquote.